Good morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show, coming to you from New Orleans, with host Tanya Brown. Our episodes span about 20 minutes long to give you just a little pop of magic. So, tune in, take a deep breath, and enjoy.
Good morning. It is June 21st, 2022. It is Tuesday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by Evolution of a Witch. So let's get your day going with a little magic. Our quote of the day is, "Those who say it can't be done are usually interrupted by others doing it," by James Baldwin. So what are we talking about today? Oh my gosh. So yesterday, I think I mentioned I was talking about First Kill, which is like this like lesbian vampire series on Netflix. Super excited to watch it. And I was like, oh no, we have a book just like this coming out at the end of the year with this new author. But the book was written like a year ago. So it's not like based off of the series or anything. And then I realized, wait a minute, the book from this new author is not about vampires at all. It's actually about witches, but it has, and it's adults. It's adults. It's adult women witches who are, they're just like witch hunters, and like there's, it's lesbianic. And yeah, so it dawned on me. I was like, why was I so freaked out about this being similar? And I think it's because in my head, I merged La Petite Morte by Olivia Blake and this new book we have coming out at the end of the year. And if you merge them, they're kind of similar to First Kill. And I think that's what happened in my head. So, yeah, it's not that similar. It kind of, but not really. All right, witches. We are drinking today Dark Fae by Sip a Spell Tea. So after drinking a cup of this Trickster Mate blend, you'll feel ready to join the Fae Army and take on your day. Traditional yerba mate elegantly balances the spirit of chai spices with the essence of tropical fruit undertones, culminating in a graceful mosaic of flavors. Not for the faint of heart, this is one herbal blend that will give you the Fae energy you need to get through the toughest of days. So, high caffeine. High caffeine. It is a blend of yerba mate, green rooibos, cinnamon, ginger, cardamom, orange, lemongrass, aniseed, mango, and pineapple pieces, along with flavorings such as cinnamon and almond. So let's talk about the mango pieces. Our other tea, Potion of Midas, which is our kind of golden milk turmeric tea that also has a lot of mango and also has apple pieces. But we're going to talk about mango. 15 healthy reasons to eat mangoes. So this is from timesofindia.com. On realizing numerous benefits of mango, your love for this fruit will increase manifold. It not only tastes good, but has many health benefits. And here are 15 top healthy reasons you should eat mangoes during the summer. Number one, it helps fight cancer. Mangoes contain antioxidants that protect our body against breast cancer, colon cancer, prostate, and leukemia. It helps maintain cholesterol level. It helps with cleansing your skin. It helps in regulating diabetes. It helps alkalize your body. It's a great way to lose weight due to its vitamins and essential nutrients. Eating one mango will help you feel fuller, and it's loaded with fibrous content and boosts digestive function. So basically, has a lot of fiber, a lot of vitamins, typically a good way to go. It is considered an aphrodisiac. Mango is also known as the love fruit. It goes that the aphrodisiac qualities also increase virility in men, and so mangoes can enhance your love and passion. It's great for the eyes. Mangoes are loaded with vitamin A. It's good digestion. The enzymes in mangoes help break down protein content in the body. It helps prevent heat stroke. This summer fruit also helps in preventing heat stroke. Eating it cools you down instantly and helps refresh you. It's good for your immune system with vitamin C and A. You can use it as a body scrub. Apart from eating it, applying mango scrub on your body gives you a smoother and tender skin. You can make a paste by mashing the mangoes and adding honey and milk to it and using that to create a scrub. It helps improve concentration and memory as well. So yay for mangoes. It also has high iron. If you are someone who struggles with like iron, it has high iron. I'm going to take a sip. I'll be cool about it. See, you never knew. This comes to us from abc.net.au. A cult club registration rejected after complaint it may summon Satan to University of Adelaide. All right, let's dig in. Let's see what's happening here. This was written by Eugene Boisvert. A club for pagans, witches, and Satanists says its affiliation with Adelaide University Union has been rejected because of its complaint its members may summon the devil onto campus. Quote, even if we did want to summon... I'm sorry. I feel like I don't even know this full quote. I don't even know this full quote, but it already sounds like something I would say. I had to stop myself. I can hear the sass in this, and I'm just like, okay, I'm sorry. I'm ready. I'm cool. Okay. If the person who said this, I don't even know the full quote yet, wants to come on to the podcast, we'd love to have you. Quote, even if we did want to summon Satan, it's not against university or union policy to do so. So it's not really grounds to reject us. True. Adelaide University Occult Club President Ashley Towner said, I love that. Even if we did, even if we wanted to, it's not against policy to summon Satan. Fair. Fair. They can't argue with that. The Adelaide University Occult Club was formed in late 2020 and provisionally registered with the Adelaide University Union in early 2021. But earlier this month, an application for full registration was not approved. The club is now planning to appeal the decision of the AUU clubs to committee and the union boards. However, the same Conservative Progress faction controls both bodies. Registration opens up funding for the clubs, as well as access to space and equipment at the university. The club is now unaffiliated and unable to meet on university grounds. Ugh. Ashley, who goes by the pronouns they, them, attended the club's committee meeting and was told there was only one complaint about the club and that it had stemmed from an ABC article. According to them, the complaint claimed the club wanted to summon Satan to the University of Adelaide and that, wait, question. Let's just say this club really did want to summon Satan to the university. I feel like there's a lot of religious scholars who would like clamor for this because like, I'm sure they have questions. You know what I mean? So they genuinely think these people can successfully summon Satan to the school and then aren't doing it. Like, just from an educational standpoint, I think they should fight on the grounds of, like, educational, like, restriction. Or, like, what's the word when you're, like, getting in the way of, like, someone doing their job? I don't know. You know what I'm talking about. Like, they should fight for, if we could summon Satan, you would want us to, because that would be like a historical and educational and academical, like historical event. And you getting in the way of that is like anti-knowledge. Right? Anyways, Ashley says, this is all very untrue. According to them, the complaint claimed this club wanted to summon Satan and the University of Adelaide and that other cultists are always involved in criminal activity. No. I can say there are many people I know from other religions who are involved in plenty of criminal activity. No less so than any witches I know. Oh, what a hoot. Let's see what clubs they do have. Let's see what clubs university does have. They have six Christian clubs. Six Christian clubs, one Muslim club and one secular club registered with the union. All right. Well, on that note, I'm going to throw this over to the Moon correspondent, and then after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro friends. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Tuesday, June 21st. The last quarter moon is ablaze in Aries today. Here, the moon conjoins Jupiter. We are feeling mighty generous with our energy. We might be expressing this by offering to assist our friends with a project, or jumping into work with aplomb, or high-fiving strangers. However this energy expresses through us, it'll be plentiful and it'll be jovial. Be careful that your enthusiasm doesn't cause you to step on any toes. Your intentions will be good, but not everyone will see it that way. Try to make sure to channel this influx of energy into something productive, and everyone will come out a winner. Your daily moon mantra is, "The secret to success is enthusiasm." This has been your daily moon mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
Revolution of a Witch is a prompt journal made for witches by witches. Do you believe in good versus evil? What three items would be used to summon you? Who has been the most impactful person in your practice? These questions are meant to not only help you think about life from new perspectives, but to elevate your magic as well. Whether you want to write your responses and move on, or use this journal as a jumping off point for future conversations with friends, Evolution of a Witch is a judgment-free space for you to share your thoughts and ideas. Evolution of a Witch by best-selling author Tanya Brown is available for order online at your local bookshop or wherever books are sold.
All right, so we have a question from one of our lovely Patreon friends, Jesse. Hi, Jesse. We actually talked to Jesse. Actually, can I pull up Jesse's response to Jesse's question 2 weeks ago? I think it was 2 weeks ago. So Jesse, unrelated to this question, was really struggling with getting like the appropriate help with her son and his health problems. Everyone was really cool and had some super nice things to say. And Jesse did follow up. And I just want to make sure that I give you that update. So give me 2 seconds. I should have paused recording, but I didn't. Because I think I don't need to. Okay, Jesse said, update. Thank you, Tanya, for sharing this post on the podcast. It meant a lot to me, and I'm so grateful for the responses, positive energy, and compassion from this group. Things are going better. May was really hard because we were trying a medication that was causing severe side effects. We have since started another one, and it's been 2 weeks with no obvious side effects and no seizures. I created a spell jar with healing herbs, some of my son's hair, rose petals from our backyard, and aventurine, which is associated with Leo, his birth sign, calmness and balance. I'm also planning to do a candle spell on the next Sunday closest to the waning crescent moon. As Tanya mentioned, I had a session with her, and she was able to assure me that my stress levels were sending me into a stress spiral, and it was vital to get that under control. She was right. I was kind of coming apart at the seams, but she recommended guided meditation for me, and that has helped me as well. I am sure I will incorporate other things you have all shared as I navigate this path. I'm asking for clarity and guidance, and I need to trust my intuition. Again, thank you so much to everyone. So for those of you wondering, there's the update. Things are getting better. Yay. So Jesse has a fun question to share. Jesse says, I'm curious about dream sharing. Like when you and other people are in the same dream. It's happened a lot with my son, ex-boyfriend, and friend most recently. So I did want to share a great resource. I think I've shared it before. It's erinpavlina.com. Erin is Christian, but psychic. So she shares some great articles. And I've shared this website with other people before. She has like 200 articles on lucid dreaming where she just shares her knowledge. And I've like sent this to people and they're like, I really couldn't find anything. I feel like we live in a world where unless it's perfectly summed up for you in a 15-second TikTok, people think it's too much work to find the information. This website is a wealth of information. And if you have the ability to click around and read the articles, you will find a lot of really helpful tips there. However, if you only want to learn from very condensed with the most minimal information possible, sure, you can watch a 15-second video and it might help you out. But we need to, I feel like as a society, we're moving further and further away from actually being willing to work for our knowledge in terms of like clicking on the article and reading it. You know what I mean? Which is really disappointing because with that, I feel like comes the loss of nuance and understanding. But, and here's the thing, that's not to say, I don't want to sound ableist either. Like I'm not trying to say that like, easily summed up things are bad. What I'm saying is we can't just stick with one and completely throw away the other, you know? Okay. Let me read this. This is from erinpavlina.com. Yeah, it's basically how can we connect with conscious beings in our dreams? So this is what Erin says. Normal basic dreaming is the brain's way of processing information or solving problems or engaging in fantasies. Dreams can provide us clues to help us manage our lives better. Most people don't pay attention to their dreams, and some people don't even remember their dreams. Lucid dreaming, however, offers us an escape to mental construct and create a virtual meeting room for contact with other conscious beings. So other conscious beings as in being friends, family, maybe intelligent entities, things like that. For those who aren't familiar with the concept, lucid dreaming occurs when you are dreaming and become consciously aware you are dreaming while still inside the dream. The dream flow and content usually stop, and suddenly you are in control of the entire scene. Imagine if you were watching a movie, i.e. normal dreaming, and suddenly the characters turned to you and said, "What do you want us to do next?" i.e. lucid dreaming. Suddenly you are in control of what happens in the dream and you use your conscious thoughts to direct the action. So when you activate your conscious mind in a lucid dream, you become conscious while your body stays asleep. This affords you the opportunity to reach out with your conscious mind to other beings who may also be broadcasting on the same frequency. Through lucid dreaming, I have been able to connect with deceased relatives, spirit guides, celestial beings, and even low vibrational beings who want to mince my tender meat. Although I can't explain the quantum mechanics of this ability, I know that it is possible to consciously connect with other beings while in a lucid state because I have done it hundreds of times. To me, the lucid dream state takes us out of our personal subconscious mental construct and opens a door to a more astral or quantum construct where you can encounter other beings who are also capable of reaching that state. The trick here is to be careful who you open up to. Like I said, I have been chased around by some dark entities while lucid dreaming. It's not fun, and they are easily avoided by waking yourself up. Someone asked me if they can have conscious conversation with friends who are sleeping at the same time as they are sleeping. To accomplish this, those friends would have to become lucid while dreaming and find your same frequency, which is difficult for most muggles to accomplish. I have had some experience connecting with friends during lucid dreams, but I've only done that with 3 people my entire life, and we were actively working on it together. What it looks like is that suddenly we are in the same dream and talking consciously. The next day, we would both report the same dream and have the same conversation word for word. Again, very difficult and rare. Energetic beings are vastly more capable of connecting with your mind than are incarnated humans. So basically, they're saying it's easier for spirits or entities to kind of crash your dreams than it is for other people. If you want to increase the ability to lucid dream, you must practice. If you find yourself in a lucid dream, call out to a deceased relative or your spirit guides to come talk to you and see what happens. If you end up attracting something negative, do not panic. Just go to a different location, like teleport, like kind of think about going to a different location, or wake yourself up, or fall backwards. That will usually wake you up. Be safe out there. So, great resource for dream work. I'll put a link to this. But you have to click around. You have to like click where it says articles and then like look at the archives. It's, you know what I mean? Like there's a wealth of information available. You just have to be willing to explore it and find it. You know what I mean? And I'm just frustrated because like very recently I shared this resource with someone who was curious about lucid dreaming. And they were like, I went on the website. It was like, she was just trying to sell readings. And it's like, you have to click on the articles. Let me see. Lucid dreaming. She has 78 articles on dreams, 22 articles on spirit guides, 200 articles on psychic information. There's a lot in here. You can really, really dive in. 59 articles on astral projection. It's really cool. Great wisdom. She's very experienced. And it's just, I'm a big fan. All right. So how are we on time? Ooh, we gotta wrap it up. All right. So we do have a card pull before we leave today from the Witch Daily Oracle. Our card today is the Fae. Ooh, the Fae. The Fae is playful, persistent, and carefree. Timing is quickly, yes or no, it is a no. Contributed by Angela Hartshorn. The Fae are carefree and playful and in tune with nature. However, they are not able to be toyed with or disrespected. They expect follow-through and honesty. When this card comes up, it tells of little spirits on your side. But if you want them in your corner, you have to do all the things you've promised. Don't mess up a good thing. All readings, follow through with what you said before. Be persistent. It'll come the way you want it to. All right. I do want to give a shout out to listener Ashley Lan. Ashley, you bedazzled loyal sunflower. I also want to give a shout out to Amanda Wilson. Amanda, you rule-breaking, kind Loch Ness monster. And finally, Pietra Simmons. Pietra, you insidious, scholarly newborn baby. Thank you three so much for being Patreon supporters. I really, really appreciate it. We have a note from our podcast producer. Oh, our 2023 planner. Yeah. So our 2023 planner is going to hit Amazon pretty soon, but it won't be like shipped until September. So we've added quite a few things. We have some coloring pages from the artist of the Witch Daily Oracle. We're going to have some note pages in the back. We have also added a page where we explain the magic of each day. If you want to incorporate that into your life, we have new things to try, new articles, some new articles, some old articles. If I thought they were really helpful last year, I kept them. Yeah, I think it's really fun. I think you're really going to love it. So it's bigger, has more stuff, and it's going to be really fun. So I'll definitely share that with you when it comes. But yeah, super cool. All right. That's all I've got for you today. Don't forget any books, decks, headline sources, anything we've talked about can be found in the podcast episode description or witchpod.com. And we will talk again on Thursday or tomorrow. We have an interview. We have a guest. So we'll talk again tomorrow.
Witches, we hope you have a wonderful day, full of joy and gentleness and confidence. Links for this week's episodes, our website, Patreon, along with a free daily card pull can be found at witchpod.com. One stop for everything we talk about. Now, take one more deep breath and have a great day.